In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. Today is the first Sunday in Mizor, Wahid Misra, and I will read for you what we read before from the first epistle of St. Peter, chapter number 3, verse number 8. Finally, all of you be of one mind, having compassion for one another, love as brothers, be tender-hearted, be courteous, not returning evil for evil or revealing for revealing, but on the contrary, blessing, knowing that you were called to this, that you may inherit a blessing. And in another part, he said, for the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers, but the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. And who is he who will harm you if you become followers of what is good? لأن عيني على الأبرار وأذنيه إلى طلبتهم ولكن وجه الرب ضد فاعل الشر فمن يؤذيكم إن كنتم متمثلين بالخير. And today, we will go through the steps of forgiveness and how to forgive who hurt me. Number one, I have to acknowledge the pain. I have to acknowledge the pain. I have to know that if someone hurt me or someone like did a mistake against me, or for me, I will be hurted, and I will be upset, and I have to acknowledge the pain. That's why in first I have to go to God, and I have to, maybe if something it's very, very strong, which is I can't endure, then the first thing that I have to do, and I have to go to God, and I have to pray. I have to tell him, okay, I acknowledge my pain, and I know now that really it's hurting me. Jesus Christ acknowledged the pain before before the way to the cross. He knew very well that there is pain. He will pass through a lot of persecution, and he acknowledged the pain in first. This is number one. Then in first, I have, even if I have tears, it's good. If I cry, it's good. But finally, I acknowledge my pain. Now I discharge the negative feelings from inside me. Then, number two, I have to think through the pain. After I finish the first step where I'm going to God and tell him what exactly happened, and I acknowledge by my pain, I have go to my spiritual father or father of confession and discuss with him about that. The second step is another discharge from the negative feelings inside me. The problem that we keep all the feelings, the bad feelings against someone inside me, and I'm not discharged. Until now, I didn't solve the problem. And number one, I have to acknowledge my pain, even by tears, my cry, whatever, but I have to acknowledge that I have a problem. Number two, I will think through the pain, and I have to tell the other people that there is, yeah, like Abuna, I wanted to tell you that someone really hurt me. This is number two. Then number three, after I confess, and after I discharge everything, the bad and negative feelings inside me, I have to put myself in the shoes of the other. What's the meaning of that? I have to know that there is no one is perfect on the earth. No one is perfect on the earth. We pray that in the liturgy. No one is perfect on the earth, even if had his life only one day on the earth. And I have to put myself in his shoes first, why he did that. I have to ask and I have to evaluate all the situation again to know where I am now or where he is and why he did that. If I'm not doing that, I can't go through my pain and I can't solve even the problem and I will never forgive. We are standing in my position all the time. I'm talking with from my perspective. We are different personalities, which is a gift from God. If we are like all the robots, like we will never live together. That's why God created us different, to complete all the world. That's why I have to know why this person did that for me. In Matthew 7:12, he said, "So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you." What does that mean? If I accept anything, do it from myself, then I have to accept the same to the other. And also I have to ask myself again, why he did that? Maybe I did something wrong. If not, I have to go to my father of confession and I have to ask and review all the situation again. Come back to myself, come back to God, come back to the other people and father of confession. And if I wanted to explain what is the joy? Jesus, other yourself. If you want to be happy in your life, then I can tell you that joy is Jesus, other yourself. If you fulfill the 3 point, Jesus and other and yourself, you'll be happy in your life. Jesus is first. I have time to talk. I have time to read. I have time to know. Like yesterday we said in the revival of St. Mary about Abraham, his obedience was progressive. In first, he left. He was listening to God. Then he left. His response was immediately and said, "Okay, I will go now out from this land." There is a communication between God and between Abraham. And I have to ask myself, I have the same level of Abraham, which is the same level of St. Mary. Maybe St. Mary is above the whole. The communication between God and Abraham and between God and me should be perfect. I'm listening to God all the time. I have my connection and my link between me and between him. And again, it is not only I will give like a gift to God that is only half an hour or 20 minutes or 15 minutes by the end of the day when I'm tired and I'll give him some prayers and that's it. And I said, "Okay, God, that's it. I think this is enough and more enough for you." It is not. If I wanted to forgive, I have to start by God, the joy, Jesus, other, and yourself. Then first Jesus, the second is other. I have to serve, I have to forgive, I have to see the others and I have to help all the people. I have to put the others before me. This is the second step for joy. And finally is yourself. that joy, Jesus, other, and yourself. Then step, which is number four, is remember that God forgive you. When someone did a mistake or he hurt you a lot, I have to acknowledge the pain by myself and I have to go to God and pray. Number two, I have to think through the pain and I have to discharge the bad and negative feelings inside me to someone like Father of Confession, my spiritual father. Number three, I have to put myself in his shoes and I have to know why he did that. And I have to remember, if I want to really, really to have joy in my life, I have to remember Jesus, other, and myself or yourself. Number four is remember that God forgive you. Go and write down in a paper all your mistakes. All the bad things that you did in your life. I remember, this is what I said yesterday, I remember there's someone, he's an old man. He told me, every day in the morning I pray two things. God, please help me and cover me. And cover me. How many mistakes and sins we are doing during the day. And how many times, God, forgive me. Thousands, millions, during all my life. Then every day from the morning to the night, I'm doing a lot of sins. Still, God covered me. Then I have to remember, God forgave my sin. And I'm not forgive the sin of the other. And every day I say, Our Father who art in heaven, and forgive me my trespasses, as we forgive. And now, if God maybe will answer, are you forgive the trespasses of the others or not? Jesus said, and whenever you stand praying, you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. When you stand to pray and say, forgive my trespasses, as we forgive the others, God said, are you really forgive the others or not? عيناك لهيب نار يرى القلوب الله يرى ما في القلب بشفافية ويعرف ما في داخله. God see everything in the heart by his eyes and by his heart and know exactly. That's why I can't lie when I raise my hand and my heart and my eyes and said, forgive my trespasses as we forgive the trespasses of the others. No. And said, God said, no. I know. لسه في حاجة في القلب موجودة عندك. Then another step, which is let go of the pain. After I finish and I pray, I have to go back again to God and tell him, you know, God, I have a problem. I still have a pain in my heart against this person. Please help me to change my heart and his heart. ما هو قادر على المستحيلات. How we believe that God is managing our life and he can't change the heart of me and of the other. Then I have to pray in first that please God help me to change my heart toward this person. Give me the peace inside my heart toward this person. Give me the tranquility, give me everything in my heart to live with you. The joy, Jesus, and other, and I have to be happy in my life. And finally, not only pray that God help you in your heart, to change your heart, no, pray for this person and put his name on the altar. I'm saying now to the extent. How I can pray to someone who really hurt me? That's why I said before, the step before is, I have to pray to God to change my heart when I believe that he will change my heart and his heart toward me and toward him. And the second, and I have to pray for this person. And I remember when Abuna Bula George, I think, said this story that he told, or he, in a sermon, he said that someone, the lady, put a paper on the altar. She said, please God, help Mr. Fulan. He is not a Christian. He's my manager. Be with him. Be with his family. Help him in everything. Bless his family. And help me to endure what he is doing against me. He's doing very bad things for me in my job. Abuna Bulu, like said, the first time when I saw a paper like that on the altar. Someone is praying for someone who's like really hurt her from her heart. Then I'm asking God the help. God will reply with help. Maybe it takes time. If I have a cup of water and there is many things inside, there is trouble inside, I have to let everything go with time. And let God help me to purify my heart. Then if I start by God and I end up by God, I tell him, please help me and help this person also too. When I remember the name of this person, God looked to me like, you are praying for someone who hurt you. You love your enemy. You fulfill my commandments. Really, I'm helping you. I'm asking myself too, why all the people loved one like Abuna Abshuri Kamel, for example? I asked that to Abuna Lua and Abuna Tadros when I went last time to New Jersey. And they said, many people, they are against Abuna Abshuri Kamel. I don't know what the meaning of that. Yeah, they are not compatible, matching. What I know from my perspective that Abuna Abshuri Kamel, all the people loved him. They told me, yeah, they love him. They love him a lot. But sometimes maybe they are not matching with his opinion. But they love him a lot. It's different between a different opinion and different personality and the love. Then I have to love everybody. This is a commandment. And when we discuss with different opinion. Yes, different personality, mentality, culture, whatever. But by the end, I love you. If the umbrella is love, everything coming after, smooth, with love. Then asking God to give us the spirit of love, the spirit of forgiveness. In these days, St. Mary fast, that maybe St. Mary help us also to give us the forgiveness and the spirit of the forgiveness to the other. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
We exalt you, well. blessed are you among women, blessed is the fruit of your womb. Intercede on our behalf, O Lady of us, O Theotokos, Mary, the mother of our Savior, that he may forgive us our sin. Jeves Marot and Jeviot Nemeb Shiri Nembieb Nemba Esoa Fitriya Sedri Kevot and Oshemot Ventiona.
And so fast you will command care lesson can oath me.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Son, so cross over heaven and earth, and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, the truth of truth, begotten of created, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men, for our salvation, came down from heaven, who is incarnate of the Holy Spirit, of the ascended into heaven, he sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again in his glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and in one holy Catholic and apostolic church, we confess the baptism for the remission of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come.
I ask and forgive me, my brethren. Shri le flogison
e beroske sansite
es mo erene pasi